Ted, welcome.
Why, thank you, Fred.
Now, there are dozens and dozens of recordings of The Complete Messiah. Which is it going to be?
John Eliot Gardner with the English Baroque soloists and a wonderful group of singers that he put together on the Philips label in 1982.
And the Monteverdi Choir. Now, this is an original instrument performance, a period instrument performance from 1982. Period instrument performance has been studied and refined over the last two decades. Nobody's done it better since 82?
I don't think so, Fred. You have to say that 1982 is about as early as you could have expected this kind of recording, because by then the English period instrument scene had reached a kind of a peak, and Gardner himself had come of age as a conductor, so everything was in the right place. This is a very, very complicated piece of music that requires a lot of elements to be meshed properly, a lot of pieces to this oratorio that have to fit well with each other, and Gardner giving it great thought, quite obviously, when you listen to the account, you realize how carefully he chose his solo singers and how closely he worked with the Monteverdi chorus. My goodness, do they sing brilliantly, and with a lightness and a grace and a kind of athletic ability that really does sort of knock you backwards when you hear it. The same can be said of just about everything in this recording. It all came together, and that's really why this one still stands out.
It's beautiful the way those phrases kind of drift off into the ether and the way they separate the words, all we like sheep.
It's marvelous, you know, that the ability to sing with grace and lightness and again, to drift off, which is just what happened when sheep get lost. You know, they just sort of softly disappear. You know, this is scene painting of the most magnificent sort. Comes out of the Italian operas that Handel was so adept at composing. All of the techniques and tricks that he learned as a composer of Italian opera come out here in this music. But it really still requires awfully good musicians to bring it off as effectively as this.
Now, these are good musicians. They also happen to be English musicians and English singers. Does it matter? I mean, people all around the world sing this music. Does it matter that these are native speakers of English?
It matters a lot to me. I suppose that we must be careful when we sing in foreign languages, that we have to be careful to do it very, very well. But when you hear English sung by a foreign chorus or foreign soloists, it really is jarring, and I think it helps a great deal that all of these singers are native-born English speakers and the chorus too. So it sounds like English, and it sounds very clear, and it's very communicative because every nuance is right.
And this is true with not just the chorus, but the individual soloists as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, having heard the chorus, why don't you introduce one of the soloists for
us? My favorite aria in all of this piece is the one that begins the third and final part. This is really the part that deals with the resurrection and is the most appropriate to the season. This is called I Know That My Redeemer Liveth. It's a soprano solo sung here by Margaret Marshall, and it's not for nothing that the opening notes of this aria were inscribed on Handel's tomb in Westminster Abbey. This is the music by which he is remembered in his resting place, and it is certainly one of the greatest of all 18th century arias.
There's so many balances in performing this piece. Those operatic style versus operatic sound, balancing the orchestra with the chorus, with all the different soloists through these sections of the piece that have so many different instrumental textures. And John Elliott Gardner does a fabulous job of balancing all those elements.
Still, I think one of his greatest accomplishments, the timing was just right for this recording. And that's why it still stands at the head of the pack.
All right. Winner and still champion, this recording of Handel's Messiah, John Elliott Gardner and the English Baroque Soloists, the Monteverdi Choir, and the collection of soloists as well. Ted Libby, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fred.
This is the closing chorus from Handel's Messiah, "Worthy is the Lamb."